这个意思就是说男生女生哈大大的不一样。
The meaning behind this is to say that there's a big difference between men and women.
如同两个外星人一样啊，相聚在一起。
Just as two people who are living in separate planets.
啊，如果没有更多的交谈，更多的这种哈沟通的话，可能哈就会造成更大的一些啊这个误解。
If there are not more communication or conversation, then there could be many misunderstandings.
所以我们要多交谈。
And so we need to communicate more.
第二方面就是要多帮助。
And the second aspect is we should help each other more.
这可以啊，这个完成神在婚姻中为我们的预备。
And this could fulfill what God has prepared for us in marriage.
这个我们华人吃饭用这个筷子是两根的。
For us Asians, when we eat, we use a pair of chopsticks, and you need both parts of the chopsticks.
原形容这个夫妻就像这个筷子一样啊，两筷子两只。
Some people describe marriage as a husband and wife as this pair of chopsticks.
如果你用一根的话，是没办法夹东西的。
You cannot pick anything up with just one chopstick.
一根就变成叉子。
If you only have one, then it becomes a fork.
两个才能夹东西。
You need both to be able to pick up something.
也形容就像鸟的两个翅膀一样，要两只翅膀才能够飞起来。
And it is also described as a pair of wings on a bird. You need both wings in order to fly.
所以夫妻两个是彼此互相依赖，互相帮助。
And so for husband and wife, they rely on each other and they help one another.
那第三个，我们下午继续来看第三点，就是多尊重。
This afternoon, we'd like to talk about the third point, which is to respect one another.
我们有时候认为太亲近的人不需要讲一些客套话。
Sometimes we feel like we don't need to be too polite with people we are close to.
其实不是这样。
But actually, this is not the case.
每个人都需要被人家尊重。
Everyone needs to be respected.
那这个以前呢，我们有一位长老啊，他这个在古时候，在古早的时候了哈，在那个台湾的社会哈。那个女性比较没有地位。
In the early days of Taiwan, women don't have much status in society.
那么这个长老在还没有信主之前啊。
And we have an elder before he believed in the Lord.
那他常常他就是会，他除了他的妻子，他还有娶二房三房啊。
And so aside from his wife, he had a second and a third wife.
那他当要娶妾的时候。
And so when he was about to have his subsequent wives,
他会问他太太的意见。
He would ask for the opinion of his first wife.
但是他的问法实在令人不敢领教。
But the way he asked was very is something that we cannot believe today.
他会说这个漂不漂亮？
He would ask her, do you think she's pretty?
回答的慢一点，就把他一巴掌打下去了。
And if she were to answer just a bit too slowly, he would hit her.
这个以前的这个这种我们华人的世界啊，这个女性没有地位。
And so back then in Asian cultures, women really don't have much status.
不知道不尊完全不尊重这个她的配偶。
They completely disrespect their spouse.
那在今天这个社会，我们可能不至于这样。但是我们仍然需要那种尊重的心。
And today's society may be very different, but yet we still need to have the heart of respect.
在圣经上面这样子讲到。
The Bible says.
妻子要敬重丈夫，因为丈夫是妻子的头。
That the wife ought to respect the husband because he is her head.
那妻子敬重丈夫是因为丈夫爱妻子。
And the reason why the wife respects the husband is because the husband loves the wife.
丈夫爱妻子就是看她如同一个贵重的器皿一般。
The husband loves the wife because he sees her as a very precious vessel.
在彼得前书三章七节这么说到。
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 it says.
我们看彼得前书三章七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
三章第七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
他说你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。这段经文就这么提到。
And this passage says,
做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住。
That the husbands must dwell with their wives with understanding.
这个情理原文也做知识。
Understanding can also be translated to knowledge from the original text.
意思说我们要有见识，要有这种尝试和妻子来相处。
meaning we must dwell with them with a knowledge, a common knowledge and understanding.
因为你了解一件事，就是啊，女人比男人要软弱。
Because what we know is that women are weaker than men.
啊，这里说这个软弱的原文做软弱的器皿啊。
And here says a weaker vessel.
啊，所以这是一个贵重的器皿，就是特别的容易碎掉。我们要特别的珍爱它。
And so she is a very important and precious vessel and very fragile, so we have to be careful.
所以这就是一种互相尊重的一种态度。
And so this is an attitude of mutual respect.
我们在一起相处，记得这在能够在这种态度上能敬重对方。
And so in our interactions, we have to remember to have a respectful attitude.
有些妻子她也是不怎么敬重自己的丈夫。
Some wives do not show any respect to their husbands.
她瞧不起自己的先生。
They look down on their husbands.
这样子也是这个缺乏这种尊重。
And so she would lack this respect.
那么除了这个敬重的态度之外
，And other than a respectful attitude.
我们的尊重也是要记得要留给彼此都有这个保留一点空间，不要让对方没有办法呼吸啊。
We have to remember to leave room and space for each other so that they have some breathing room.
像有的这个夺命连环 call 一天不到打几百通说你现在在哪里，你在做什么。
For example, some people may call their spouses 100 times a day just to ask, where are you now?
你随时都要告诉我啊。
You have to tell me at all times.
这样子是未免太紧迫盯人了一点。
And that's a little too oppressive.
要尊重对方就是给对方保留空间。
To respect one another is to give each other breathing room.
这个台湾有一种，记得之前台湾在广告这个一种米它也这个一句口号。
And when in Taiwan there was an ad for rice, and this is their slogan.
这个好米就是有一点黏，又不会太黏。
Good rice is a little sticky, but not too sticky.
那是最好的。
And that is the best rice.
很好吃的米。
It's the best tasting rice.
因为米要有粘性才会好吃。
Because the rice should be a little chewy for it to be good.
但是又不要太粘，像这个粘的拔不起来。
But you don't want it to be so chewy and sticky that you can't that it sticks to everything.
夫妻两个就是要有保留一点自己的空间。
And so husband and wife each must have their room.
因为虽然我们是一体的，但是他也是一个人。
Even though we're one body, but yet they're a separate person.
所以我们也要彼此要有这种互相尊重。
And so we have to have this mutual respect.
那所以也要记得说这个不要吝啬你的赞美啦，还有肯定。
And so don't be too stingy with your praises to one another.
因为你的赞美跟肯定很重要。
Because your affirmations and your encouragements are very important.
我记得去年这个到这个年底的时候要年底的时候，我太太她想她会鼓励我，她就去买一张卡片然后上面就写一些鼓励的话，肯定赞美的话，说谢谢过去一年的辛苦愿主怎样怎样，就是一些肯定的话，然后呢还一直在那里签名，她也签名，然后就这张卡片就送给我。
I remember at the end of last year, my wife, she bought a card, and on the card, she will, say some things like, "Oh, thank you for, doing this or that." And then the children signed the card, and then they gave this card to me.
这张卡片我很喜欢，我常常把它放在我的这个传道房里面。
I really like this card, and I often put it in the pastor's room with me.
每次看到的时候就觉得心里就很安慰。
And whenever I see it, I feel very comforted.
人都是需要肯定跟赞美的。
And everyone needs to be affirmed and to be praised.
不管是多么亲近的人都是一样。
Even no matter how close that person is, we all need it.
我们用这样的态度，比如说我们用一种对待我们的配偶，好像对待神的儿子神的子女这样子的一种心的话，我相信这是最好的。
And if we have the heart to treat our spouse as if they're the children of God, I think this is the best.
再来第四点就是多饶恕。
On the fourth point is to forgive more.
这个，台语有句话说"昂阿波小欠债"，意思就是说夫妻能够结成夫妻，好像都是互相亏欠一样。
There's a Taiwanese saying that says, when you become husband and wife, it seems as if you enter into a debt.
意思说你们在一起会互相常常会互相得罪，因为你被得罪，你就觉得 好像我欠他的一样。
Meaning when you're together, you often in debt one another.
在现在的婚姻里面，可能缺乏这个饶恕之道。
In today's marriage, we may be lacking of forgiveness.
所以呢，现在有这种，我不知道这边有没有哈，我们这个在台湾有人就是会写先结婚前先写这个婚前协议书啊。
I don't know if people do it here, but in Taiwan, sometimes before people get married, they have prenuptials.
这婚前协议书就是先两个人先做好这个这个一种约定协定。
So the prenuptial is done before two people get married, and it is a contract.
如果你做违反这个协定的话，那我们就要离开。
If you go against this contract, then we will separate.
那当中有自己的权利跟自己的义务都有写在上面。
And on the nuptials are my possessions and my rights.
这就是一种很说起来这是蛮缺乏人性的一种做法。
And this is actually a very inhumane way to deal with this.
因为人在一起其实是学习互相的饶恕，而不是在预防这个被对方占便宜啊。
Because when two people are together, they're learning how to forgive each other and not trying to see how the other person can't take advantage of you.
那我们对自己要讲理，那对对方要饶恕。
So we have to be rational with ourselves and be forgiving towards the other.
因为爱就已经在这个理性之上。
Because love is something that's above being rational.
听说我们有一位传道刚从这个这个刚从这个神学院毕业。
There was a pastor that graduated from theological school.
然后就看他太太结婚。
And he got married to his wife.
那么结婚的那一天晚上呢，在床上，他拿起圣经来勉励他的太太。
And the night of the wedding, he took out the Bible and to encourage his wife.
因为他觉得他哪一些缺点，他就拿起来说怎样怎样怎样这样讲一堆讲大道理。
Because he felt like she has some weaknesses, so he started to tell her and preach to her.
那他太太就很生气。
And so his wife became very angry.
然后呢，他看他老婆在生气样子，实在是好像他说常常在神学院教说这个魔鬼在做工那可能现在魔鬼做工，他身好像有鬼。
So he saw the face of his upset wife, and he remembered in theological school when Satan works, he thought that she looks a lot like that.
然后他在就他在背后说奉耶稣名赶撒旦这样。
And he even pointed to his wife and said, "In the name of Jesus, I cast out the Satan."
就被他老婆听到了。
And his wife heard it.
转过来说，滚，弹回去了
And so she turned around and pushed him aside.
这是一个很有趣的事情
This is a very interesting.
那这种事情就是告诉我们说，其实这个在婚姻里面，有时候他是不用讲道理的啦，不一定能够讲得清楚。
And tells us that sometimes in marriage it's very hard to talk about to be preachy.
你没有办法很讲道理，说讲不清的。
It's very difficult to get a point clearly across.
有时候在处理一些婚姻的问题，其实都是这样。
And actually in dealing with many marital matters issues, it's like this.
你没有办法理清说到底谁有理，谁没有理。
You can't discern clearly who makes sense and who's not making sense.
所以很多时候是需要更多的饶恕。
And so many times there just needs to be more forgiveness.
讲理是对自己讲的，但是对对方的时候，你是用饶恕的心。
We should be rational and make sense to ourselves, but to the other, we should be forgiving.
所以丈夫的通病通常都是理直气壮。
So husbands often fall at being too sensical.
他觉得妻子常常无理取闹。
He would think that his wife is not making any sense.
其实这都是一种。这都缺乏饶恕的心。
And this is because there's a lack of a heart of forgiveness.
其实神让我们在婚姻当中就是要学习像基督那样的饶恕。
Actually, in our marriages, God wants us to learn how to be forgiving.
能够有饶恕的心，就像基督耶稣一样，他那样的一种爱心就会更加的宽广。
To have the forgiveness, the heart of forgiveness like Christ, then our hearts and our love will be even greater.
那我们。所接纳的是对方的全部不管是他的好还是坏既然能够结为夫妻就是 你接纳这个人就是包容他的一切。
And so when we accept the other person, we accept them completely, whether the good and the bad.
当你有这样饶恕的心的时候，你会发现有时候他的缺点你不会太在意的时候，你会觉得说这个缺点有时候也蛮可爱的。
And if you have the heart of forgiveness, even though you know that they have certain faults or weaknesses, you may think that, oh, they're actually pretty cute.
这就是一种饶恕的心。
And this is because there's a heart of forgiveness.
在哥罗西书三章十三节这么说到。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 it says,
哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
十三节
Verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。这段经文是保罗对信徒勉励的话。
And this verse is Paul's encouragement to the members.
这样的勉励，如果是在人与人之间，弟兄姐妹之间是这样的话。
If this encouragement happens between brethren, brothers and sisters,
那么何况在夫妻关系里面更是如此。
Then not to mention the relationship of husband and a wife.
这个有彼此会一定人与人之间一定会有嫌隙，就是说一些这些不处理的相处的不愉快的地方。
Because between people, there's always complaints or times when you're not getting along well.
那尤其是夫妻同在一个屋檐下生活，更会常常发生嫌隙。
Especially a husband and a wife who are living together under one roof, there must be times of quarrel.
保罗勉励我们要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
Paul encourages us to bear with each other and forgive one another.
像主耶稣那样饶恕我们一般。
Just as Christ had forgiven us.
能够不记不翻旧账，不恶意批评对方。
So you don't keep a record of wrongs and criticize one another.
常常都是当这个要好的时候，两个人都很好。
When you're doing, when you're getting along, then both people feel happy.
但是如果两个人在不愉快的时候，常常就把一些旧账通通把它翻出来，以前怎样怎样讲一大堆。
But when you're upset, then you start to recount all the previous wrongs that person has done.
那我们都知道，这样的对话是没有意义的，是没有好处的。
And we know that this type of conversation cannot be beneficial.
只会让这个沟通更加的困难。
It will only make communication even more difficult.
我们要学习怎么样沟通，在这种不愉快的时候怎么沟通。
We have to learn how to communicate in difficult times.
可以讲出自己的想法。
So that you can explain and voice your position.
我觉得我现在感觉是怎样。
You can say, I feel this way right now.
也许你的感觉不是对方的意思。
Maybe they didn't mean for you to feel this way.
是你感觉这样，但是别人并不是这样。
But you feel that way, even though they didn't mean for it.
所以就是能够表达出来，互相沟通，然后呢，再把善意的建议，把它用善意的建议来去做一种沟通。
So to express yourself and communicate, and at the very end, you can give something that will be constructive.
通常夫妻在不能饶恕的这个关卡，会造成一个很严重的破裂的原因。
There's a sometimes when husband and wife are they're stuck in when they can't forgive one another, there's a reason.
有时候那不是很严重的事，但是却造成严重的后果。
Even though it may not be a very serious matter, it can have serious consequences.
所以都是在生活中的点点滴滴的小事。
They're all little tiny things that are part of life.
比如说我曾经遇到一对这个年轻的夫妇。
For example, I met a young couple.
那么他们这个都是蛮优秀的青年在教会里面。
And they're all very very wonderful youth in the church.
但是有曾经闹到说要离婚的境界。
But they came to a point once where they wanted to get a divorce.
两个吵到不可开交。
And they're fighting so badly that they couldn't find a way out.
这个做太太的她比较会求救，她知道这样是完蛋，她都会打给我们家，我太太就会和我就会去。
And the wife, she would often cry out for help. So when things got bad, she would call us, and so my wife and I would go over.
去的时候就看到他们这个脸色非常的不愉快的样子。
So when we arrive, we'll see that their faces look very unhappy.
啊，但是啊，有时候我们就私下问问啊，跟他们谈一谈。
And we will talk to them privately.
啊，比如说，这个先，妻子出去买东西，我们先跟先生谈。啊，要走的时候呢，再私下跟妻子谈。
So if the wife is out shopping, then we may talk to the husband, and then talk to the wife another time.
啊，然后呢，其实了解一下，其实没有什么大的事情。
And after we understand the situation, actually, it's nothing big.
只是因为两个人都没有办法饶恕对方。
And the reason is just because the two of them cannot forgive each other.
啊，这个丈夫说啊，这个妻子都不按照他的意思啊，来回家看妈妈。
And the husband would say that the wife does not do what he wants to do, which is to come home and see his mother.
啊，但是这做妻子的说，丈夫。他车子一开就走了，也没有讲什么，那就回到他的家去了。
And the wife would say that the husband will leave without telling her to go to his own home.
啊，所以丈夫认为妻子应该要知道。
And so the husband
应该要怎么做
？Thinks expects the wife to know what to do and what to think.
啊，但是妻子她不知道。
But the wife she doesn't know.
就这样子啊，就闹僵了。
And so just because of this, they got so upset with each other.
所以彼此又不能够饶恕对方。
And then they cannot forgive each other.
所以这是很冤枉的，如果这样离婚太冤枉。
And so this would be a great pity if a divorce happens because of this.
但是通常这种小事都是一种都足以造成致命的这个危机啦。
But for these, every little thing it could turn to be a great crisis.
都是因为就缺乏这种沟通跟包容的心。
Because there is a lack of communication and a heart of forbearance.
所以我们要学习基督那样的爱。
So we have to learn love from Christ.
要更多的包容跟忍耐。
Have more forbearance and forgiveness.
那么再来第五个，我们这个夫妻相处之道是要多一点喜乐。
And the fifth point in living with your spouse is to have more joy.
这个我们来看传道书九章第九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9.
传道书九章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9.
九章第九节。
Chapter 9 verse 9.
在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。这段经文这个早上有提到。
We mentioned this passage in the morning.
那夫妻在一起生活，其实一个很重要的因素就是喜乐。
For the husband and wife to live together, an important factor is joy.
这是我们在一个虚空的年日当中呢，可以得到安慰的，神给我们的一种祝福啊。
In our vain life, this is something that can bring us comfort and is a blessing from God.
同妻子快活度日，在我们的婚姻中是一件美事。
And to be able to live joyfully with your wife is a beautiful part of life.
夫妻在这个结婚久，这个婚姻经营一段时间之后，会发现喜乐越来越少。
Husband and wife, when they've managed the marriage for a long time, they feel like joy it becomes less and less.
因为发现对方的缺点。
Because you see each other's faults.
好像越来越多。
As if they're growing more and more.
然后呢，看到这个对方的外貌也是越来越老了。
And you see each other's physical appearances getting older and older.
他的这个头越来越亮丽
The hair is more and more white.
然后那个肚子越来越中广。
And the stomach area grows bigger and bigger.
也不太想听对方讲话，因为他讲什么我都知道。
And you don't really like to listen to each other because you already know what they're going to say.
也不喜欢看欣赏对方做的事情，因为他再怎么玩都是那些把戏。
And you won't want to appreciate what each other have made because you know they do the same old thing over and over again.
好像缺乏了一点兴趣。
Seems like things get less interesting.
所以我们要人是需要去培养兴趣。
We all need to have more interests or hobbies.
这也是要经营。
And this takes management.
因为这样的乐趣不会自己来。
Because hobbies or interests don't come naturally.
比如说培养一个共同的喜好。
For example, if you have a common hobby.
好，这个当然 这个男生跟女生的喜好不太一样。
And of course, men and women are interested in different things.
啊，像女孩子都喜欢逛街 shopping.
Women like to go shopping.
哦，啊，男生呢，可能最不喜欢在那里，在那里看什么东西，他要买什么就想好了，去那里买了就回来啊，不要在那里一直看看看逛逛逛这样。
And men are not into browsing. If they know what they want, they go, they get it, they buy it, and they leave.
有一次我带我太太去啊去买东西，她说你开车哈，载我去，因为下雨天嘛哈，开车载我去一个艺品店买一个东西。她说我买那个东西买了就出来。
And so once my wife asked me to took her to a store to buy something because it was raining, and she says that I know what I want to get, I'll just buy it and come back.
好，那她说买了就出来，我车就在外面啊就。停在店门口，然后没有熄火哈。
And because she told me that when she buys it, she'll come right out. So I was idling the car in front of the store.
因为熄火的话，里面就会雾掉了嘛，哈，所以你要开冷气，就不可以熄火，在车里面等。
And so because if I turn off the ignition, then the windshield will be foggy, and I have to turn on the AC.
啊，而且等，哎，过了十分钟、二十分钟，是不是找不到？怎么买那么久？
And I was waiting, and 10 minutes, 20 minutes passed, and I thought maybe she couldn't find what she was looking for.
诶，半小时过去了。
30 minutes passed.
40分、50分。
40, 50 minutes.
一个小时。
One hour.
哇，我是发生什么事情了？
I was thinking what happened.
我就把车子啊，把它关起来，然后就哦，跑到里面去。
So I turned off the car and I went into the store.
啊，这个淋着雨冲进去，冲到店里。
I was braving the rain, so I ran in.
然后呢，就看他站在那个商品旁边，在那里慢慢的悠哉悠哉的在那里看欣赏。
And I saw her standing and admiring the items on the aisles very slowly.
我说你要买的东西找到了吗
？So I asked her, did you find the thing you wanted to buy?
找到了。
I found it.
啊，找到了，为什么还站在这里
？So if you found it, why are you still standing here?
哎，他说我在看这些东西很有趣啊。
And she says, I'm looking at all these things. They're so interesting.
哦，所以陪老婆逛街也是很辛苦的事。
And so to accompany your wife in shopping is a very tedious thing.
他看那些东西，我也不觉得有什么好看。
Because what she's looking at, I don't think is interesting.
哎，但是兴趣不一样。
And so the interests are different.
哎，慢慢的你可以去配合他习惯一点。
But slowly you can learn to compliment her and get used to it.
然后也学习去欣赏一些东西也不错，这心情不要这么紧张。
And so you also learn to enjoy and find things interesting.
当然自己去买的时候是绝对不会这样，你买了就走了，不用五分钟。
Of course, if I were to go shopping myself, I would just get the thing that I want. It won't take 5 minutes.
但是陪太太出来呢，就放松心情了，慢慢的逛。
But if I'm with my wife, then I learn to relax and to shop slowly.
我的喜好就是去公园啊运动去走路。
And my interest is to go to the park and exercise or take a walk.
啊，我太太很不喜欢运动，她说很走了没走就好累啊。
My wife really doesn't like to exercise. If she walks for a little bit, she'll say, "Oh, I'm so tired."
啊，那我会强迫她，我们现在已经中年了，要多运动，身体才会健康。
And I would force her, saying, "We are in our middle age. We should exercise more."
哎，感谢主，她现在有时候也会邀我一起去运动。
And so thank God, sometimes she'll even invite me to get some exercise.
啊，这个可能年纪越老，这个习惯会越像。
Maybe as we get older, our habits will be more similar.
我们能够有越来越培养共同的喜好。
Because we will learn to have more and more similar hobbies.
有时候放假回去啊，这个下午如果没有事情的话。
Sometimes if I'm on vacation, I go home and in the afternoon we have nothing to do.
哎，我就会自己啊来煮一壶咖啡，然后他去买一些甜点，我们就坐下来啊聊一聊啊，比如这个礼拜我们发生什么事情哈。彼此这样沟通一下，分享一下。
I will make a pot of coffee. She buys some sweets, and then we sit down and we talk about what happened in our weeks.
啊，我觉得这个时间是很美好的。
And that time is very beautiful.
啊，真的可以体会到圣经上说的，神让我们哈与所谓的妻能够快活度日是一件美好的事。
And I can really experience what it says here in the Bible to live joyfully with your wife is such a wonderful thing.
啊，那么也能够慢慢的在这种。啊，这种生活中呢，去培养一些哈幽默感，我觉得是很好的。
And in your life, you learn to cultivate some humor, and I think that's also a very good thing.
哎，但是幽默要记得要对自己幽默，不要幽对方的默，不然会翻脸。
We have to remember only to be humorous to yourself and not the other, so then you don't offend each other.
哎，那能够用这种幽默是一种 那个是一种叫做什么什么 一种药，好像一种药一样，可以让我们这种关系更加融洽。
So humor is as if a medicine that can make a relationship even better.
哦，那这个夫妻如果常常会讲一些笑话，我觉得他们关系会更加的好。
And so I think if a husband and wife can joke with each other, then they will have a better relationship. 哦，
那要能够在婚姻中多喜乐，就是要知足了。
And so to be able to be joyful in your marriage is to feel satisfied.
哦，知足才会快乐。
Only when you're satisfied will you be joyful.
哎，这个有人说啊，这个女人有两种版本啊。
Some people will say that there are two versions of a woman.
啊，这个就是一个是精装本，一个是平装本。
One is the fancy version, and the other is the practical version.
啊，这个在外人看到都是精装本。啊，但是回到家自己看都是平装本。
Oh, from the eyes of other people outside, they will see the fancy version. But when you're at home, you see the practical version.
哦，这就是人家说这是婚姻会产生外遇的原因呐。
And this is probably why people have extramarital affairs.
哦，我们当然当老公的常常回家，妻子不可能在家化妆给你看，你都是卸妆哈。
And so as a husband, at home, your wife is not going to put on makeup. You usually see her without makeup.
哎，卸妆后这个脸呢，就不如这个精装本。
And so when she takes off the makeup, then her face is no longer the fancy version.
但是我们欣赏的角度可以更加提升。
But we should uplift our appreciation.
我们以自己的配偶为满足。
That we are satisfied with our spouse.
那我们的生活才会有喜乐的泉源。
Then in our lives we'll have a fountain of joy.
啊，这个台湾歌有一首叫陈娥瑟哈，青稞少。这个。
There's a song.
他说，这个意思，这首歌的内容就是说啊哈，这个这有一个卖那个娥瓦的哈，一个女人卖给嫁给一个哈，一个卖那个类似，贝类那种吃的东西那种那种。那个老公都是在做苦工的就对了哈。
So the song, the content, the lyrics of the song is a husband and wife, they sell like shellfish oysters.
他说啊，别人住的都是这个啊高楼洋房，我们家住的是这个哈砖瓦的房子。
And there was the song says other people live in a nice mansion or a loft, but we live in a clay building.
啊，别人老公是西装笔挺，我老公是卷起裤管在海里面在工作的人。
Other people's husbands wear suits and a tie, but my husband rolls up his pants and he's always in the water.
啊，别人老公是这个 endosan 啊，是帅哥，我老公是这个马珠拓汤啊，眼睛就是斜视的。
So other people's husbands are very handsome, but my husband seems to be cross-eyed.
哎，啊，他说，哎，这个。哎，命运好坏不用埋怨了哈。
And the song says, whether you're fortunate or not, you should not complain.
啊，知足常乐最快乐了。
It is the happiest thing if you could just be satisfied.
啊，因为你要吃这鹅啊，不怕没有嘛，我家很多，可以给你吃啊。
Because you will never be afraid not to have any oysters to eat, because in my house there's tons of oysters.
哎，这个知足常乐心真的很重要。
And so it's true to have the heart that's always satisfied.
我们以神的赏赐为满足。
That we are satisfied with what God has given us.
就像亚当看到夏娃的时候，这么样的欣赏，这真的是骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊，这是完美中的完美。
Just as Adam, when he saw Eve, how he admired her, saying, "She's the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh."
啊，这个话不知道我们在座的弟兄有没有跟老婆讲过
？I don't know if any of the brothers here have told their wives the same thing.
到现在我也没有讲过。
Actually, I have never said this either.
因为那是真的是。很肉麻的话，啊，但是也有很贴心的话。
Because it's so romantic and personal.
哎，啊，这个话，女孩子都爱听那些好听的话。
Women like to hear compliments like that.
我们能够在一起相处，能够让对方觉得喜乐是最重要。
And so for us to get along with each other and to be joyful is so important.
那我们能够互相分享我们彼此的生命，啊，然后去从这当中得到最大的喜乐跟满足。
And we can share our lives with each other, and from that we receive the greatest satisfaction.
再来还有一个就是说啊，这个啊，在婚姻中我们需要更多的忍耐。
Also in marriage, we need more patience.
哦，这个，传道书四章九节说，两个人总比一个人好。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, two are better than one.
哦，那么有青年跟我说，传道搭理嘛好哈，他意思说算了吧哈，哪里有两个人比一个人好？
Some youth have told me, how are two better than one?
哦，那我还记得有一个老传道，他讲那话蛮有道理的。
And I still remember the words of an old preacher that really made sense.
哎，他说啊，这个两个人总比一个人好是结论哈。
He says, the statement two are better than one is a conclusion.
那么你知道这当中要经过哪些过程吗？
But do you know what it takes for the process of getting there?
第一个，两个人总比一个人累。
The first is, two people are definitely becomes more tiring than just one person.
第二个，两个人总比一个人难。
Two people is always more difficult than just one.
再来，两个人总比一个人苦啊。
Two people is always more bitter than just one.
你经过这个困难，经过这个累，经过这个苦啊，你最后才会享受说，真的两个人总比一个人好啊。
And so after having gone through the difficulty, the tiring, bitter times, then you realize that two are better than one.
如果用这句话比作婚姻的话，我觉得这一位传道说的还蛮有道理的。
And if you use that to describe marriage, I think the words of this preacher makes a lot of sense.
本来一个人生活就比较自在，比较简单，那两个人就比较难啊。
And it's true that as a single person, you can live however you want. With two people, it becomes harder.
一个人比较轻松，但是两个人就比较累啊，因为你要帮对方啊，当然会比较累，你感觉比较累。
So it's easier just to be with one person because if you have two, then you have to help each other, and then you're more tired.
到两个人这个意见相左的时候啊，就很苦啦，我开始这样子哈，这冷战热战就开始来了。
And with two people, there's two opinions, and so things could be very bitter, and it can be in cold wars all the time.
这种东西会常常会发生在婚姻中。
And these things happen all the time in marriages.
所以难怪有的人说啊，这是人生最高难度的事情就是婚姻啊。
And that's why some people say the hardest thing in life is marriage.
是非常高难度的事情，你能够把它搞定啊，这不简单啊。
It's something with high level difficulty. If you can manage it, then you're really something.
所以两个人总比一个人好，它是一种非常完美的一种结果哈。
And so two are better than one is a very perfect result.
因为我们在对方在自己需要的时候啊，或者你要跌倒的时候，可以有人拉你一把。
Because when you are in need or when you're about to fall, there's someone who can lift you up.
所以在既然是这样的话，我们就这个婚姻的经营就要更多的忍耐。
And so because of this, when we manage our marriages, we need more patience.
忍耐就是维系婚姻的这个不二法门呐。
Patience is there's no second law above patience in the marriage.
我记得有一个文章里面啊，在描这个作者在描写他的父母亲以前的生活情形哈。
There's an author of an article that talked about his parents.
因为这个做老公的很脾气不好啊，常常他这个一生气就爆发，然后这个太太受不了，就拿着皮包就离家出走。
The husband has a very bad temper, so when he has an outburst, his wife would, you know, grab her purse and leave the house.
这个老公他个性很直啊，他爆发完就算了啊，然后他就后悔，然后回去把他老婆带回来这样。
And this husband, after he has these outbursts, then he would regret, and then he would go and ask his wife to come back.
然后就是这样一直在上演很多这种戏嘛。
And so this cycle keeps repeating itself.
爱生气，然后吵架，他也就走了。
So when he gets mad, his wife leaves.
那有一所以这个当孩子的有时候都会很紧张。
And so as children, they often are very nervous.
因为他很怕妈妈离开家。
Because they're nervous that their mother will leave for good.
那有一次又两个又吵架了，那先生很生气不讲话。
And so one time again, they had a fight, and then the husband just became silent.
那这个妈妈又去收她的行李啦。
So the mother went to pack up.
那孩子就开始在跟看到就紧就跑去跟爸爸说，妈妈在拿行李箱了。
And so the child saw this, so he quickly went to his father and says, "Oh, mom is packing up again."
因为老戏码又出上演了哈，又是一样的这个程序。
Because it's the old, you know, old show. They've seen it before. They know how it goes.
在拿行李箱了呢。
So he says, "She's packing again."
这老公这宝宝不管。
And so this husband, the father, he didn't care.
啊，然后又孩子又跑出来说，再收衣服了，再收衣服了。
And then the child would run back and says, she's collecting her clothes now.
啊，不管他。
And he says, I don't care.
啊，他心里收好了呢，出来了，出来了。
And then the child will say, oh, she's done packing, she's coming out now.
然后最后这个要老婆拿行李箱走到门口的时候。
And so when the wife took her luggage and was right at the about to leave the door,
突然这老公从后面一个箭步上来，把门这样咔关上。
The husband quickly came and shut the door.
然后钉子锤子嘣嘣嘣嘣，把门钉起来。
He hammered a nail into the door so that it would be locked.
然后这个本来在吵架，一看到这样子，两人愣了一下，两人都在笑。
And they were fighting, but when they came to the situation, they just bursted out laughing.
啊，后来那他们家的那个门上那个洞就变成一个历史，一个见证。
And so that hole that's in their door, it has that history.
那个钉子拔起来就留下一个痕迹了。
Because when they took out that nail, it left behind this hole.
啊，他们就常常在用这事在啊年长之后就常常在讲起这些事，就觉得很有趣。
And so when they got older and they recall these things and they find it to be very interesting.
在当下的时候需要忍耐。
At the moment, they needed patience.
忍耐才能维系婚姻。我们有那种忍耐，更多的忍耐，能够来包容对方。
Only a marriage, patience can sustain a marriage.
我们如果看这个天上的神，他的对他的选民是多么大的那种忍耐。
If we see our God in heaven, how much patience does He have to His chosen people?
我们看以西结书的十六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 16.
以西结书十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 16.
六十二节。
Verse 62.
六十二节。
Verse
62. 六十二节，我要坚定与你所立的约，你就知道我是神。六十三节。
63.
好使你在我赦免你一切所行的时候，心里追念，自觉报愧，又因你的羞辱就不再开口。这是主所说的。这段经文是神在跟百姓所说的话。
And this passage talks about what God says to the people.
他要追念和选民以前所立的约，而且要永远坚定。
And He will establish the covenant with the people forever.
天上的神他是守约施慈爱的神。
And God in heaven is one who keeps His covenant, and He is loving.
既然因为他愿意坚定这样的约，所以才不撇弃这些以色列选民。
Because He remembers His covenant, He never forsakes the people.
我们如果把婚姻当作是神的恩的这种设立的恩典赏赐的话
，If we treat marriage as something a gift or blessing from God,
是神和人以及神与人与人之间和人与神之间所坚定所立的约的话
，It is like a covenant between man and man and man and God.
那么我们就要即使站在对人跟对神的事上，我们都要坚定这样的约。
And so before God and before man, we have to affirm that covenant.
而且永远不后悔了。
And never be unfaithful towards it.
这就是在婚姻中我们要去坚定的一件事。
And this is something that we have to affirm in our marriages.
而且忍耐才能够完全这个爱的道理。
And only patience can complete love.
所以哥林多前书十三章里面讲到爱的真谛。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about the characteristics of love.
他讲到爱是很久忍耐，一开始就说爱是很久忍耐。
It begins by saying love suffers long.
那最后讲到爱是永不止息啊。
And it ends with love never fails.
所以要站在这种很久忍耐、永不止息的上面，让我们爱得到成全。
And so we have to stand on the point where love suffers long and never fails to fulfill it.
那么在这种婚姻中会遭遇的各样的这种苦、这种艰困的事情，我们都能够度过。
And so, regardless of what we go through in our marriages, we can always make it through.
当然，这也要借着我们彼此之间两人愿意在神面前来向神祷告。
Of course, this requires two people willing to pray before God together.
我们人的忍耐是很有限度的。
The patience of man is very limited.
那我们要靠神帮助我们。
We need God's help.
所以两人都懂得向神祷告，这个婚姻就能够永远的坚立。
If both people know to pray before God, then this marriage can last for a very long time.
这是神在我们的中间。
Because God is between us.
如果没有神，真的婚姻很多的这种很脆弱，很难维系。
Because if there is no God, marriage is very fragile and difficult to maintain.
因为婚姻的问题，第三者很难介入，它是很封闭的。
Because there's no third party that can solve the problem of marriage, it is closed.
但是神在他们的中间啊。
But if God is among them,
如果这样的话，就有解了。
Then there is a solution.
所以在忍耐中，我们借着祷告，能够更加的来求神来帮助我们。
So with patience, we can pray to God to help us more.
能够让我们的婚姻充满了喜乐跟这种丰富。
So then our marriages could be joyful and very satisfying.
愿神祝福带领我们。
May God guide and bless us.
那下午就用以上做我们彼此的分享。
And we share the above in our afternoon service.
那我们最后来唱诗。
Lastly, let us sing a hymn.
389首。
389.